This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, everyone.
And boy, this weather, nice one day, not so nice the next day, really gets us thinking, though. The good weather is just around the corner for keeps.
Yeah.
And
Praise the Lord, right?
And that reminds us of our annual golf outing coming up May 22nd at Plum Creek Golf Club in Carmel. Great facility, not only the course, but the dining room and all of the other facilities that we use there. Great facility, great place to have a really fun day. Our day is May 22nd, that's a Tuesday. Begins with Mass at 11 a.m. lunch, a nice buffet lunch at 11:30. Golfing from noon until 4 or 5, whenever it gets done. And then a great dinner. This year's dinner is going to have, I believe it's going to have both chicken and barbecue ribs. So it's going to be really a great meal.
That sounds good. That's enough just to come out for the food, right?
And just kind of a late addition to our program this year, Chris Ballard, the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts, is going to be our speaker. So he will be there, and you'll be able to talk personally with him. He'll have a few comments to make after dinner and let you know what the Colts are looking at this season, talk about some of their new players maybe, and just to what direction they're going to be going this year. So that is all Tuesday, May 22nd, Plum Creek Golf Club in Carmel. We've got slots available for foursomes and for individual golfers. It's $450 for a foursome or $125 for an individual golfer. You can sign up online at Catholic Radio Indy, I-N-D-Y, CatholicRadioIndy.org, or just call us at 317-870-8400.
And I'm Bridget Ayer, and we're going to do our Faith in Action interview now. And I'm actually joined here with Lizette Shattuck. She is the guardian, right?
Yes, that's the right word.
The guardian for the Divine Mercy Chapel of Perpetual Adoration at it's on St. Michael the Archangel Parish grounds, right?
Yes.
And she was so nice. She brought us a flower today. What a gift.
Oh, well, thank you. I just felt like you were so welcoming and patient with me for the starting the setup with this. And I just wanted to give back a little to make your day a little brighter.
That was very, very nice. The first time a guest has brought me a flower. That is really nice. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe your background. Have you always been Catholic? And talk about that.
Oh, I would love to share that. I was thinking about that the other night, what I want to share, and it probably took about a half hour, so I need to cut it down. I'm from Monrovia, Indiana, which is a small city in between Indianapolis and Bloomington. Mm-hmm. It's a farming community, small wooded area, and I'm an only child, and I went to public school all 12 years, my parents took me to a little Highland Creek Baptist, Southern Baptist church,
mm-hmm.
and I was afraid to get baptized because I was just sure I was going to drown, so I never got baptized. you're not really a member of the church if you're not baptized, so I kind of eased out of it. I was with my friends, and my parents took turns, and so I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll just not do the religious thing. So I went through high school and college. I went to Marian College here because it was really good for music,
mm-hmm.
and a music degree. And then I went on to Indiana University and looked for a church there. I was really feeling the urge of the God to bring me to something religious, bigger
mm-hmm.
than myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked around at the different churches, Islam and Hindu, different kind of Christian churches, and nothing felt right. I almost joined, though, the Unitarian Universalist Church.
Okay.
I wanted a church that encompassed the whole world, everyone.
The whole ball of wax. And you found the Catholic Church? Wow.
I found the Catholic Church. And then we had the community service, and I went to a lady's room. She had a tiny room, and she had these children, and she needed to have her bathtub and everything washed out. And so what was on her table was this big Quran that I would study for myself, trying to figure out religion to to join, and I thought, well, there it is. The Catholic Church is big enough for everyone. We service everyone, even if they're Muslim or Hindu. So I felt like I was in the right place, and then I went on finished grad school and got my degree in library science, moved to Indianapolis, and I really felt good about my faith. I never really got tired of it, and I learned through, like, Scott Hahn and all these wonderful teachers about my faith for a while, and I moved through that phase, and then I was very drawn to, after I became a librarian in Greenwood, I was a Greenwood Public Library audiovisual librarian, and I felt drawn to being a cloistered nun in Terre Haute,
okay,
Indiana, and I really felt excited about that because I thought, oh, this is perfect. I really feel my gut telling me that prayer, my service of prayer to the church is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I really felt the Lord was moving me there. Mm-hmm. So spent 2 years with Father Al Ajami, my spiritual director for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
He's archdiocesan priest.
I know Father Al.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Great guy.
Oh, wonderful. And so I got in the order, and after 9 months, I was missing my friends and family, and they said, you know, we love you, Lizette, but you don't have the vocation. I'm sorry, you know, they told me. So I had to start all over because I gave, just like in the scriptures, I gave away all my possessions except for family pictures, flute, guitar, a few little things. I thought, oh my gosh, where am I going to go? And then it hit me. I'll ask Mrs. Kriegs, can I work at Krieg Brothers?
Mm-hmm.
She said, yes, I'll take you in, but I only have like a couple of clothes. And she said, that's okay. So while I was there, that was mid-90s, Sister Marianne Schumann came in, Craig Brothers, and I didn't know her.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't. I don't know how she knew me, but maybe Monsignor Shadle instructed her to come in there and kind of help me out. She said, oh, you're already living the life, because I had prayed in Craig Brothers before I met her. I bought myself a ring that I have now still. It's a Christian ring. I wanted one outside...
kind of a connection?
Or one outside symbol that I've given myself to God.
Oh, gotcha.
And I gave myself to God in Krieg Brothers in 1996 or 7. I just stood there looking at the books and said, Father, I give myself to you totally for the rest of my life, and I'm going to buy this ring. So Sister Marianne Schumann came in. She said, oh, have you ever heard of consecrated virginity? And I said, no. I really wanted to stay out of the religious life for a while to settle out,
sure.
But she said, oh, let me tell you about it. So I spent a year with her studying the materials. That it was fairly new, fairly new consecrated life.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent about a year or two with her, and then I met with Monsignor Shadle, who was the vicar of religious for a couple years. And he said, well, you know, sorry, we're not accepting consecrated virgins right now, and neither are we deacons. But after a few years, I wrote the Archbishop a few times, and Archbishop accepted my intention. So the consecration was on May 7th, 2005, in the Cathedral, Indianapolis, Indiana, in the chapel. And, oh, it was wonderful. I had about 50 or so people there. There was it's much like becoming a priest.
Okay.
Once a consecrated virgin receives her consecration from God through the Archbishop,
mm-hmm.
there's no going back. It's a little bit like a priest because you can't get rid of the consecration. I'm not a lay person.
Okay.
So I'm still learning about that.
Okay, so just if you're tuning in right now, we are talking with Lizette Shattuck. She is a consecrated virgin, and she is the guardian of the Divine Mercy Chapel Perpetual Adoration, Eucharistic Adoration. So let's talk a little bit about that. What is Perpetual Adoration? And you mentioned Marianne Schumann, right? And she got it launched, right?
Yeah, she sure did. And I don't know all the history of it because she was a little bit private about it, or maybe I didn't ask her. But
First, what's Divine Mercy? What is the Adoration Chapel?
What is the Adoration Chapel? It's a place where you can come. It's an extension of the Mass.
Okay.
Like when you go to Mass, and this would be true for all the Adoration Chapels, not just ours that I go to. You have Mass, and that's more of a communal prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Mass is not for, you know, completely private prayer, although when you receive communion, that part is private. But, the Adoration Chapels are set up so you can deepen your love for the Lord and have Him heal you, bring you closer to Him. So the Adoration Chapel is for everyone. You don't have to be Catholic.
Okay.
If you feel like you want to come in some place, maybe a church isn't open. A lot of the churches are locked.
Mm-hmm.
Adoration Chapels are open.
Mm-hmm.
And we open at around 7 in the morning. I unlock the door at the one that I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lock the door again at 8 p.m. So if you please come and feel loved by God, and that personal relationship with God. If you're really looking for something personal and your church is locked, it's not available during the day. If you're Catholic, it probably means something a little bit more to you, maybe. It's a beautiful place. Ours, we have a sign-in area. We spend thousands of dollars on pamphlets that help you pray.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, like, what do you do? And for some people, you know, being silent is very difficult. In fact, I have to be silent now. We have to take a quick break and then we'll be right back. I was getting the sign from Jim to do that.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Besides going to Mass each Sunday, we're all encouraged to spend some time with our Lord each week, to shut out distractions, present our prayers to God, and then just listen. In today's hectic world, that sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, chances are there's an Adoration Chapel in a Catholic church not far from where you live, a place where you can spend an hour or just a few minutes in the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, in a quiet, peaceful setting where you can really talk to Jesus, and more importantly, He can talk to you. Many chapels are open 24 hours a day. Here are some of the places where you'll find Adoration Chapels. All Saints Parish, Our Lady of the Greenwood, St. Barnabas, St. Luke's Parish, and St. Michael the Archangel. Why not stop by soon? Jesus is there, and He is waiting to talk to you.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Keep Jesus at the center of our day all day long by having those words in the background.
It touches lives. It does every day.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and we're here with our guest, Lizette Shattuck. She is the guardian of the Divine Mercy Chapel of Perpetual Adoration, which is at St. Michael the Archangel Parish. I got it out.
And that's over on West 30th, is that correct?
It's 30th and Tibbs here in Indianapolis. It sits behind St. Michael's and behind the rectory for St. Michael's.
Okay.
So you can come to this chapel 24/7 pretty much. Do you have to have like a key card at night if you want to come during the evening hours, or is it just only open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.?
We're open 24 hours.
Okay.
If you want to come after I lock it at 8, please give me a call and I can let you know the key pass. There's a little keypad on there. We don't have cards, but we're more than welcome to have you come. And we just love to have we have a lot of Hispanic friends coming. They like to come in groups and pray their rosaries.
Oh, very nice.
It's a wonderful way to service the community on the west side, especially if maybe some of the other parishes don't have Eucharistic adoration. And what was your question again?
And so how long have you been serving as the guardian, and what is your role specifically as the guardian of the Divine Mercy Chapel?
It's an interesting story about that. Sister Marianne Schumann was ill for a couple years or a year, and she was declining. And it just so happened the apartment complex that I lived in for 20 years, the same apartment, they were renovating the building and they were asking me to move by a certain date. Guess what that timed with? When Sister Marianne...
God's plan, right?
I know! So it is funny, and it's really neat at the same time. And what a glorious thing to have God take care of all the details, because I really didn't have anywhere to live. I didn't have any money on my salary. I thought, where am I going to live? What am I going to do? So at the same time that sister was dying, and we didn't want her to die, I don't mean like it's nice, but it just worked out so nicely to keep the chapel going. That's what she was so worried about. She said, oh, Lizette, we got to find somebody to take care of the chapel. I'm ill. So it turned out the same time that I had to move out of the apartment, mm-hmm. that she was gone. And Diane Huey, who helps out a lot with the Catholic radio station here, she and her friend Kim were helping out, cleaning out. So I moved in at the exact right time. And
so you live, actually, you reside in the same building as mm-hmm. the Adoration Chapel. So what are your responsibilities with the Adoration Chapel? Do you make sure people sign up, or what talk about that?
Yeah. Sorry, I get off track there. What I do as a guardian, I live there on the premises, mm-hmm. and there's a little way that I tell people to contact me if an adorer didn't come in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. ding dong, it's in my apartment and it wakes me up. It's loud enough to wake the dead. And so it's really, really does. And so I go down there, and I'm never quite awake, of course, but I call it my happy inconvenience. It's a wonderful way to serve God as a consecrated virgin. It's just perfect. And I can help out the archdiocese and help Archbishop in his role.
Sure.
And so that's my role as a guardian. I help take care of the everyday goings on. Diane Huey has helped me a lot getting me going, because she really knew.
Diane's a board member here at Catholic Radio, and a very staunch. She's our cheerleader for Catholic Radio.
I know.
She's very excited about Catholic Radio, and we love her a bunch here.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And just thinking about your situation there. There are a few people that live in the same building as the Blessed Sacrament their whole life. That's incredible. I mean, you know, even priests, usually the rectory is, you know, across the parking lot or down the block, or convents the same way. But to live in the same building as a chapel, just, you know, feet from the Blessed Sacrament, that's quite a privilege.
It is. It feels like such an honor that the good Lord took care of me, and he takes care of the city. He takes care of all of our needs at the same time. I was telling Diane and other people, it's like a big church project that mm-hmm. the Lord gives us graces. And I would say to somebody that maybe had not been there before, mm-hmm. go and ask for graces, and ask for those things that you really want from for your family, your children, all those things that you need. Tell him about your day. He loves hearing from you. And he just wants you there, even if it's for 10 minutes. I started out with 10 minutes mm-hmm. When I first started. I didn't even know anything about it. And sister asked me to take an hour. And I said, well, no, I don't know. It's so long. And I don't know if I can sit there. It's like, well, okay. She said, well, you better get over here. There's a lot of souls that need to be saved, and you need to help. And it's like, okay. And so I did, and I loved it. I had a hour, and then she asked me to do a 2-hour. I said, no, I don't think I want to do 2 hours. That's too long. And she said, well, you better get over here, because there's souls that need to be saved, and we need your help.
Well, one thing I noticed that when I go to Adoration, because Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the parish that I belong to, has an Adoration Chapel, and I came for many, many years. I came to the only Adoration Eucharistic Adoration Chapel, perpetual Adoration Chapel in town, was St. Michael's was the first one.
Yes.
And for a while, it was the only one until, you know, then now there's, how many are there around town roughly, would you say? Just
12 it has here on my listing.
Yeah, we've got 12 in the Archdiocese, and I know there's a couple.
Why don't you go ahead and read them there? If we have skipped your parish inadvertently, it's only because the list that we have doesn't have it on, and it doesn't, you know, demean what you're doing at your parish at all. In fact, call us and let us know, so we can, next time we have a list, we'll have you guys on it. But where are some of the chapels around?
Yeah, sure. If you're on the east side of Indianapolis, Little Flower Parish. Indy West Side, St. Michael Parish, or where the one that I'm speaking about. If you're on the south side of Indianapolis, St. Barnabas Parish. Indianapolis North area is St. Luke's. Jennings County, St. Mary's, Sunman, St. Nicholas, Mooresville, Indiana, St. Thomas More, Greenwood, Indiana, Our Lady of the Greenwood, Batesville, St. Louis Parish, Greensburg, St. Mary's Parish, Terre Haute, St. Patrick, and Bedford, Indiana, St. Vincent de Paul. Call those areas. Mm-hmm. Oh, there was one more that started about 2 years ago. The 13th Chapel is the All Saints Parish in Dearborn County. And if I've mispronounced anything, just give me a call and I could see if I've got an archdiocesan directory at home and I could give you their phone numbers, or you could go probably on the archdiocesan.
Yes, I think they're all listed there as well. And the ones that you listed there are all in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Our radio signal here with Catholic Radio also gets into the Diocese of Lafayette. And again, we don't mean to shortchange any parish, but I know as a fact that St. Louis de Montfort has a 24-hour chapel, and I believe St. Maria Goretti has a 24-hour chapel.
And Our Lady of Mount Carmel has a 24-hour chapel. And I think it's really interesting. I mean, what do you do when you're in there? You
know, and I know that. Holy Spirit at Geist, I'm not sure whether that's 24. I know they have a chapel there, but I'm not sure if it's 24 hours or not. But
I don't know.
Beautiful, nice, comfortable, wonderful chapel there.
So talk about what you do in there.
Oh, yes. There's all
obviously
kinds
of listen to God, but I mean, are there materials? Do you need to bring something? I mean, what do you do? And is there like a protocol, like when you come into the chapel, it seems like you're supposed to do something a little different.
When you come into the chapel, or actually in the entryway of ours, we have saints and pictures and things that help you feel like you're coming into a holy area.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is. Even though it's in a business office, the door when you open is a beautiful room. Diane Huey's friend Kim said, now tell the listeners how beautiful the room is. There's plants up on the altar. You see Jesus on the opposite end when you come in. That's the first thing you see, probably sunburst monstrance. And there's a large altar with six large candles, red and white. On the offside, there's a votive candle area where you can put in money to help support the chapel, because we have to buy all these candles.
Mm-hmm.
candles, because we go through about 100 candles every 3 or 4 days.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know. And then there's these huge, Diane Huey had put in the Angel Project some months ago for these huge pictures, paintings actually, of the three archangels.
Mm-hmm.
And those are on the right side of the wall to help you feel, in addition to Jesus, help you feel comfortable.
You know what, so when you're in there, what kind of experience do you have, and what kind of what do people say, like why are they drawn to this type of prayer?
If you want to feel closer to the Lord, you can feel close to the Lord at Mass, but like I was saying, Mass is more communal prayer. It's wonderful because it helps us all. It helps us think about ourselves as a part of a group. And then if you really want that special quiet time with the Lord, or maybe you have family problems and you want to, maybe if you want to get away from that a little while and just come and sit and rest, you may not talk to God or you may not hear God talking to you, but maybe just to come and sit for a while,
mm-hmm.
and Jesus does his thing. Just trust that. And there's the Stations of the Cross. There's pews, so it kind of feels a little churchy in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of reminds me an oversized living room, because mm-hmm. it feels homey in there to me.
Mm-hmm.
There's like little alcoves you can go in, and there's Bibles, there's books about Divine Mercy,
mm-hmm.
of course, that Sister put out that we have. And it's just a beautiful place to come.
And some people will bring a book with them, a religious book. And because, you know, you think about an hour, you think, oh my gosh, that's a long time. But you get there, say a few prayers, maybe read some religious material, say a few more prayers, and before you know it, hey, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Not that you have to, not that you have to go, but the time goes quickly is what I'm saying.
Yes, and it's a wonderful, you just don't know what the Lord is going to do for you. Ask for graces. There's books there. There's a little areas. Sometimes I'll see a priest in there on their, their break away from church. They come to church.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a little lamp in a back area where you can go and just kind of sit far away. And some people like to sit up front. So you just bring your, like, bring your journal, bring your Bible if you have a special Bible, bring your poetry book. I have a friend, Pat, who likes to bring her poetry book. And I like to bring my prayer book, you know, morning and evening prayer, a consecrated mm-hmm. virgin prays a morning and evening prayer. So it's a wonderful way just to let the Lord do something mm-hmm. to you,
sure.
give you graces, and ask for those graces. I know I said that before, but it's really wonderful. I believe I've received a lot of graces. Even coming today, I was so nervous. And he's given me graces. I had a few people pray for me and say, yes, I'm doing okay.
She's putting her arms up and doing the victory,
Doing just fine, yeah.
So that I do want to say that this is for the Archdiocese, and you have all these wonderful, some of them aren't as, you know, large, so you mm-hmm. may not have large areas mm-hmm. for plants and things like that that are in ours at Divine Mercy Adoration Chapel. But come and check it out, and I'm going to pray for the people that listen to this, that you feel an awakening somewhere, that maybe you'd like to try it.
Yeah. I think it's really, it's a beautiful prayer. It's a beautiful treasure that we have in our church. And I just want to thank you so much, Lizette, for being my guest and coming and sharing about your gift of yourself to the church as a consecrated virgin and as a guardian of this very special place, the Divine Mercy Chapel of Perpetual Adoration. God bless.
Oh, thank you both. I appreciate your time.
All right. I want to remind you just again quickly, golf outing coming up on May 22nd, Tuesday, May 22nd, still have room for lots of golfers, whether you're coming as a foursome or as a single golfer, you're welcome. Anyway, you can, single golfers, come and meet some new friends. If you got some buddies you'd like to bring along and make it a foursome, you can surely do that as well. You can sign up at our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, CatholicRadioIndy.org, or you can call us here at the station at 317-870-8400. Again, the date is May 22nd. That is a Tuesday. Hope to see you there.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.